isn't a word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Do you proofread texts, emails before you send, or do you just leave it all to chance?
Probably about 14 times.
14 times each?
Every single time. So,
I try to, but sometimes I get caught after the fact.
So we'll go with no?
We'll go with no.
I proofread because I'm illiterate.
You proofread because you're illiterate?
Yeah, I can't spell anything apparently, so.
Okay, you can't spell anything or all of the things?
Words.
Do you proofread first or do you just, whatever I said is whatever I said?
Always proofread.
Always proofread?
It's embarrassing not to.
It sounds like you've got stories to tell.
No, but
which you won't tell me.
I've worked in environments with emails for so long, and sometimes things come in and I am so uncomfortable, I cringe for the person.
Oh, because they've said things that you'll never tell them that they said.
Or like a spelling mistake could change your entire life.
Proofread it like 100 times.
100 times.
And then the words just don't look like words by the time I'm like ready to send it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just looks like members of the alphabet.
Yep.
Which is what words are, small groupings of members of the alphabet.
Yes.
I feel like we're on Sesame Street suddenly. When it comes to emails, texts, emails, things of this nature, do you proofread first or do you just out it goes and...
It depends. Like if I'm sending it to a professor at university, I have to reread it because like, and I'll find a lot of mistakes, so I definitely have to reread it.
But personal... Personally, I'm coming home, please put on the potatoes.
No, absolutely. Spelling mistakes and all, it's getting sent.
And with all of its warts and potatoes.
Yeah, it's got personality to it.
We're having personality and potatoes for dinner. I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know either.
If it's a professional email, proofread it. But if it's just family or friends, no.
Family or friends, they just get what they get.
And sometimes I'm like, no, I meant to say that. Autocorrect.
So sometimes when it autocorrects to something you didn't mean to say, you're like, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
No.
Just flat out no.
I'm always in a rush, so no. And they'll understand.
So if the words clown horn got involved in the middle of a text about laundry, you have a very loving and understanding group of family and friends and cohorts and fans.
Yeah, I do.